Well, in the 18th and 19th century, Irish farmers up north, in northernmost part of Ireland, were finding that more and more Scottish and English farmers appeared and were stealing the land. So, to protect themselves, the Irish farmers started the ancient order of Hibernians as a protection for themselves against the English invaders. So, this is something that was in my house when my parents were from New York. So, this is something that was always hanging up. And it is, it talks about or shows images of the various activities and goals of the Ancient Order of Hibernians, which was a Catholic organization.
These pictures show the protectors of the faith.
Can you get off the stand?
Would that help?
No.
Nice.
Would help a bit.
So, protectors of the faith. Protectors of the innocent. Protectors of the religious. And fraternity between the Irish farmers and the church. And here is the protectors of the innocent again. Well, the main importance that this had to me, well, it's to my grandfather, Patrick Queen. He was in 440 in County Down. There's some other writing in here that's too faded to read. But the important thing to me was I pored over this endlessly as a child. It was the first example of Celtic Irish art. And all these years later, one of the ways I make my living is to teach Celtic Irish art. Here at the center and another school of art. Let's see, are there any questions about the... Well, here is an animal of some sort, and it has a lot of interlacing, which they use their legs and tails and that sort of thing, sometimes the tongue. And this is interlacing. It has no special meaning, it's just a design tactic. Not a tactic, but a design technique. This is it's my grandfather Patrick Quinn, and it was signed in 1911. And he had it at the house in Ireland, and when my mother came here in 1922, she brought it over. And...
what's a Hibernian?
Well, it's the Ancient Order of Hibernians, but the Hibernians was one of the names to describe the Irish people. Yeah. Now, it's not made out of parchment. It's made out of a very well-made paper. It was printed in Dublin. It has the information on this. It was printed in Dublin. It's this very excellent kind of paper. About 20 years ago, I brought it to a paper restorer, and he treated it to make sure that it had no remaining acid or anything like that that would damage it over the years. So it is very treated, it's acid free, and it's also excellent paper. Well, you think that it was very expensive. would have been. That's one of the secrets that are in the family. I'm the youngest of seven children, so by the time anything filtered down to me, it didn't mean much. As far as this being expensive, well, my grandfather was an Irish farmer who had no land. And so I don't think that they had much. I never thought of that. Somehow it was just in the family. I never thought about how expensive it would be. I'm going to be quick because that's all they were allowed to speak in the morning. The museum would be the Irish American Heritage Museum.